Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Batlivala Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors LLP. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Selina Sheikh from Go India Advisors LLP. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Batlivala Limited, I would like to welcome you to our earnings call to discuss the operational and financial performance for the first quarter of the fiscal FY27. The session is being hosted by Go India Advisors. Joining us from the management team are Mr. Nirmal Bhogilal, Chairman; Mr. Sanjeev Joshi, Managing Director; Mr. Kapil Arora, CFO; and Mrs. Pooja Sawant, Company Secretary. Please note that today's discussion may include forward-looking statements which are subject to various risks and uncertainties. I encourage participants to consider these factors when interpreting company developments. With that, I now invite Mr. Bhogilal to provide an overview of Batlivala's business outlook and performance. After his remarks, the floor will be open for questions and answers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Selina. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining Batlivala Limited's earnings call for the first quarter of FY27. We'll begin with a brief overview of our performance for the quarter ended June 30th, 2026, followed by an interactive question and answers. The financial statements and the presentations are already available on the company website, and I hope you have had a chance to review them. Quarter one FY27 has delivered a better performance on a year-on-year basis. We continue to focus on strengthening our core capabilities, improving operational efficiencies, optimizing costs, and delivering measurable value to customers and all our shareholders as well as stakeholders. Sustainability and long-term value creation will continue to guide our strategy as we position Batlivala for the next phase of growth. India's macro story is now favorable. The domestic market is showing considerable positive momentum driven by policy support for Atmanirbharta and a sustained emphasis on enhancing manufacturing capabilities. Global supply chain realignment and a new free trade agreement with U.K. and UN offering are reinforcing India's competitiveness as a reliable manufacturing hub, creating sizable opportunities across all sectors. The industrial landscape is also being redefined by a move to a smarter, more complex, and productive machinery. Customers increasingly are demanding machines that can handle a wider range of materials and maintain consistent performance across various specifications. In line with this requirement, Batlivala has acquired Penta Automation Systems Private Limited, a profitable specialist in customized industrial automation and robotics integration. This transaction strengthens our offering in industrial automation and robotics in the industry segment we operate, as well as accelerates our entry into high-value technology-led solutions. For the past few decades, India was known for software and services rather than a machine-building industry. That is changing rapidly as policy support, targeted funding, and industry focus has pushed the country up the manufacturing value chain. This shift is driving sustained demand for CNC machines and automation solutions across multiple sectors. We view these demand drivers as structural rather than cyclical change, and the acquisition of Penta perfectly aligns directly with Batlivala's strategy to capture this long-term opportunity. Also, India's renewable energy story is entering into an expanding phase by investments in the solar space, storage battery solutions, and EVs. Investment by companies that build capability across the manufacturing value chain, may it be module cells or wafers or ingots or solar systems, power electronics, energy management, you name it. Having already demonstrated that India can become a global solar powerhouse, the larger opportunity now lies with those prepared to scale beyond modules. Our Batlivala Engineering division is rising to that challenge, aligning its investments and expertise with the nation's renewable and solar ambitions. I am now pleased to announce to you that Environment Engineering Division has secured a landmark order from SAEL Industries Limited for design, supply, installation and commissioning of a pollution control system for their upcoming solar cell manufacturing facility in Jewar, Uttar Pradesh. This order is valued at around 52 crores and the project is on track for commissioning within next 6 to 8 months. Building on our successful delivery of the similar system for Adani Mundra Solar Limited, this contract underscores this division's technical capabilities in executing such large orders. This win represents an important step in Batliboy's expansion into the solar manufacturing ecosystem and reinforces our commitment to be a key enabler in India's clean energy solutions. Moving forward, now let me give you updates on the divisions of Batliboy. Demand for machine tool is picking up primarily due to government push for private industry participation in defense, aerospace and power industries. Based on the customer feedback and competitive benchmarking, our investment in CapEx is in machine tool division has started yielding results in terms of increasing production capacity around 30% over the last year. Further, to expand our market, we are in the process of upgrading our existing manufacturing range of machines. Our Canadian subsidiary QuickMill continues to do well. Its focus is to expand in newer geographies like Gulf, Mexico and South America. Healthy pending orders at the start of the year and strong prospects in the pipeline would considerably improve performance of QuickMill in FY27. Regarding textile industry, we expect this industry to do better with the introduction of a new textile incentive policies announced by the government. FTAs with UK and EU in the offing would also help. Going forward, our focus will be to generate business on retrofit segments, export markets like Africa and South Asia market, and also we expect the Bangladesh market to pick up as the situation stabilizes there in the near future. Going forward, for our Environment Division, for the fiscal, we will be focusing on new markets, value engineering, initiatives for cost reduction and performance enhancement of our air pollution control systems. Our one more subsidiary, Bioconserve Renewable Enorotech Private Limited, operates in an effluent treatment and zero liquid discharge solution in the textile space. Mandatory zero liquid discharge implementation in high pollution industries is creating sustained demand for advanced treatment systems. Outlook for Bioconserve Renewables Enorotech Private Limited remains robust. Apart from this market, the growth prospects will be there from food, chemical, pharma industries going forward. With a healthy order backlog and good inquiries in hand, we at Batliboy are optimistic that we will be delivering around 10% top line growth over the last year. Now to update you on the operational and financial results for the quarter ending June 30, 26. We began this fiscal on a positive note and remain committed to sustaining this momentum in the quarters ahead. In Q1 FY27, our top line revenue grew by 80% year on year to Rs. 125 crores, thereby beating our earlier guidance, while we successfully maintained a stable EBITDA margin of 4%. Despite meaningful headwinds from global supply chain disruptions and broader macroeconomic uncertainty, we recorded a PAT of Rs. 49 lakhs against a loss of Rs. 2.4 crores on a year-on basis. As of June 26, our order backlog stood at approximately 618 crores and we recorded order inflows of 283 crores. The machine tool division recorded an order inflow of Rs. 59 crores in FY27 quarter 1, with the total order backlog for this division reaching Rs. 183 crores as of June 26, accounting for 30% of the company's overall order backlog. We also successfully installed 88 machines in the machine tool manufacturing division and one machine in the trading division during this period. QuickMill recorded a turnover of Rs. 45 crores in FY21-7 quarter 1 and based on the pending orders as of Q1 end, QuickMill will be delivering a consistent performance in upcoming quarters. The Air Engineering Group reported revenue of Rs. 21 crores in the quarter and for Q1 FY27. Accompanied by improved order inflow of Rs. 21 crore in the same quarter. The Textile Machinery Group had an order inflow of rupees 79 crores in Q1 FY27. Order backlog stood at rupees 201 crores. Textile machine group reported revenue of rupees 12 crores in this quarter. The environmental engineering division reported order inflow of rupees 76 crores and a revenue of rupees 27 crores in the quarter. With healthy order backlog almost rupees 134 crores, this division too expects an improved performance for the full year. Having said so, I am quite confident that Batliboy will deliver a consistent and strong performance in the coming quarters, building on the momentum we have achieved. With our strategic initiatives, robust order book and focused execution, we are well positioned for a sustained continued growth. This is subject, of course, to not having any further adverse impact, if any, on the global and Indian economy in the event of a prolonged conflict in the Middle East and any tariff-related headwinds for the balance year. With this, I thank you all once again for joining Batliboy's Investors Call meeting, and I now open the floor for any question and answers going forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shaishav Vora from Prudent Investments. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Bogilal and Sanjeev, and congratulations on a good performance. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible, Shaishav. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I have a couple of questions. The first one is with regards to the acquisition of Penta Automation. I think it's a great move, looks like, with marquee customers like SKF and all on board. What I would like to know is that how do you plan to integrate its operations and leverage the synergies of Penta with Batliboy's various divisions?
Yeah, Shaishav, I'll take this call. You know, Shaishav, today if you see, manpower is a big issue and skills manpower is becoming a really big problem. And going forward, everything is going into an auto-action mode. For integration of Penta business with us, there's huge opportunity for us in each and every division that we operate. Look at our machine tools division. We have a sale manufacturing kind of a concept where an automated rover picks and does the job of 4-5 machines together. So there is a huge amount of power. There are such requirements in the market where machines with quite of a robo automation is the flavor of the season. Looking at textiles, even textile industry is going for a big way in automation in terms of their handling of the bales and everything. So automation, if you see, is now prevalent in each and every industry where they find the improvement of productivity and the shortage of skilled manpower is the bane. So going forward, we are going to leverage Penta's technical expertise and integrate with our division's operations wherever we find possible, we can connect and move forward. So that was the whole aim of having Penta on board, Shaishav.
Right, sir. What kind of turnover do we expect from Penta going forward? I mean, what kind of escalation or growth can we expect?
Okay, so Shaishav, last year they did a turnover, I believe, 25 crores. And going forward, this year we may be ending over almost 25-30% growth. And for next 2-3 years, we are looking at an average growth of 25-30% for Penta. But the business opportunity is quite huge.
Right, sir. And one more question, sir. What steps are the management taking to optimize the material costs? You know, keeping in mind the global issues and the geopolitical issues, and especially the increase in the commodity prices.
Look, Shesha, for that, it only affects our manufacturing space. It doesn't affect our marketing space where you're aware we're looking at agency sales. So for manufacturing space, of course, whatever the raw material cost increase comes up, like any other manufacturer, we are not trying to absorb part of it, trying to pass on to the customer, especially the copper, steel prices. And there's an overall increase by all the manufacturers in terms of the raw material increase that are coming in. But having said that, we are also working on productivity improvement with the kind of investment we have done in foundry and in our machine tool shop. We are seeing an enhanced, as I said in my opening statement, we are looking at an increase in the production by almost 30%. And we are now working on cost optimization in terms of productivity improvement by adding one or two more machines so that within the same manufacturing bandwidth, we make more machines. And as far as the cost reduction, it is a continual process. It's not a process that is a one quarter on quarter. It is a continual process to see that we keep on optimizing our cost to the extent wherever possible. That's a continual process, right?
Right, sir. So one last question. Are we planning any significant capital expenditure or operational investments in the coming years?
Yes, so we are looking at some one or two quick investments. One may be in our machine tool space itself. And we are also probably looking at the idea of putting one more additional solar plant in our factory to bring our overall operational cost lower and make energy value almost revenue neutral.
Coming quarters. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Prashant Kumar, Uttam Lal, an individual investor. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, good afternoon, management team.
Good afternoon, tell me.
Yeah, so congratulations on a very good turnover, I could say. But then it was a very good jump on the turnover. But when we see on the operating profit side, it's just 4% of our turnover. With this kind of jump, we should get some like operating leverage kind of thing. But we haven't seen anything on this. And even with so many new upcoming divisions like air engineering and environment engineering, all these bioconserved renewable, we don't see the operating leverage where on the operating profit side. So how do we see our operating profit going forward? Because we are very old company. Still we are struggling on operating profit all of the time, right? Getting turnover and converting into the profits, that two things are different, right? So I want to know like how we are working on the operating profit and what kind of operating profit we can see after 1 or 2 years going forward.
See, look, today we are at, let's say, 4% of our 6% of EBITDA. Going forward next 2-3 years, definitely any company would look at improving the EBITDA by having operational efficiency coming in. And we are working towards that. We are looking at something around 7 to 8% in the next 1 or 2 years to reach that operating level. And I'm sure this acquisition of Penta and Bioconserve, which is a nascent acquisition as on today, is getting established in the market. And I'm sure going forward next year, we'll have more leverage on this business, which will improve our profitability. Because these are all, weird business segment. The potential is very huge. And I'm sure that we'll leverage our company's expertise in terms of operational efficiency to improve the bottom line. So going forward, let's assure there will be always a focus on improving our operational profitability, our EBITDA levels, and the idea of having this acquisition is actually more towards getting that done, right?
Right. So we are planning to install solar plants, right? So we can reduce our power cost, right? So what kind of power, what percentage of power cost we are currently have, like, and we can go to zero after 1 year kind of thing, like, what percentage of our turnover is come from, goes to the power?
You see, solar power, as you may be aware, is limited by the connected power that we get from the electricity board. Right now, we have almost 65-70% of the power commission, solar power commission on our Surat factory, another 30-40% of spare capacity available, that we are definitely looking at augmenting that capacity by in this fiscal end. So idea that I told earlier was that we are trying to see that whether our incoming electricity cost can be made revenue neutral by our solar cost solar panel installation on our in our factory. And I was just sure that the saving would be high. For the first 3 years, there will be a cost of finance, but after 3 years or 4 years, it will be an actual saving, in actual value saving in the electricity cost.
Right. So, sir, currently, how much we are paying for this power cost? Like, forget about this finance cost investor. Currently, what is our
rupees 10 rupees per unit, roughly.
And rupees 10 per unit. Okay. All right. So one more question. Like we have some trading. We do trading of machines, right? So what kind of income we are generating from that?
I mean, happy you asked that question. Let me be very frank with you. This year we are looking exceedingly well in that division, where we are representing a lot of overseas principals. Because you know, with the investment that is coming by the from government sector in defense and aerospace, we have gotten large orders from a very big clients of us, and all that is going to get, you know, these all BCB machines are anywhere between 1 year to 1.5 years. So what are orders that have now rolled in this year, a part of them would be seen as a terms of improvement bottom line Q4 and next year. But there are huge orders that have already come in for this business of trading that we are looking into of machine tools.
Yeah, we are booking only commission income from this division, right?
No, it is commission and even if required after sales service once the warranty is over.
Pardon me?
After sales service also is a part of some revenue generation.
Okay. So my question is like this is the, if we only add this this commission income in our top line. And after sales service, both are like a high EBITDA operating profit they can generate, right? So like my concern is only that it comes to the only towards the operating profit only, right? Because this even last time management told me that it's around 8 to 10% of our income, right? So if I am taking only standalone income, then only the bat doesn't match. I don't know why, how come it's not matching, like where I am wrong in my understanding. This trading income, what is it, 8 to 10% is only from machine tools, so I am not getting, like last year how much we have got commission from this trading machines. Somewhere my match is not matching with operating profits. When it comes to operating profit, match doesn't match.
Look, actually, let me be very frank with you. You are looking only of trading machine tools, but we have another trading division of textile machine division. So our other income is combined of machine division and the machine tool division.
We have a mix of two businesses.
Correct.
That is why I don't know how you want to match it. So it's a mix of five business divisions where the revenue is contributing, the EBITDA is coming over there. So, and each business division has its own EBITDA levels. Combined with the commission income, which is at a different EBITDA level. So I don't know how you want to do the math, but this is the status as of today.
So let me ask straightforward. What was our trading commission income in last quarter?
You mean to say in this current quarter?
Pardon me?
For this first quarter, you're asking how
much? Please tell me the absolute number. What is our trading commission income in this last quarter and last year? If you have, that will be good.
See, we can share the numbers. That's not the issue. We can connect offline on that, because it's not that I will be able to handy with these numbers as of now. You can connect offline. We can tell you. That's not the issue. We can share the details.
Yeah, sure. No problem. All right, that's it for now. If I have more questions, I'll come to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Arpan Gandhi from AG Capital Investments. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, so I wanted to ask, we are seeing some vital signs of revival in the textile sector and this will create some kind of demand for machinery equipment, and are we planning to launch any new products or maybe going to tie up with some new agency?
See, again, here I would say that our textile machinery division is always constantly on the lookout for new agencies that will augment our existing business. We have a couple of good agencies representing in India. Wherever we find a good opportunity, there is a possibility of a market requirement, and there is something which needs to be done. We have, over a period of time, accordingly added almost 7 to 8 such principals in our portfolio in last 1 or 2 years. Going forward, our people are always keeping their eyes and ears open in the market, and if we find that there is something worth looking at, they would be looking at, and going forward, as and when we find some good principles who we can represent in India, we'll go ahead and do it. Right now, I can't tell you exactly, but yes, we'll go ahead and whenever we get a good principle, it's a continual process again. Every year we do it. Okay.
Okay, okay. And my next question was that I wanted to ask you regarding Quick Mill. So what are the plans for this subsidiary for this fiscal?
Plans in terms of what are you asking specifically?
I mean like any like regarding new business updates or any developments that, you know, we are looking to boost your business with the help of Quick Mill.
Yeah, correct. So if you have heard my opening remark, I have very clearly said that Quick Mill is doing pretty well as on date. They have got a good amount of pending orders on their hand. And we are focusing on new market geographies like Gulf, Mexico, Egypt, South America. And I am happy to share with that with our new renewed focus on the Gulf. We have been able to book 1 or 2 very large orders in Saudi Arabia. And it holds out a very promising market for us. So we are traditionally a North America based customer base we had, but we are now exploring new geographies, which is yielding results, and going forward we'll continue to look at other markets like Europe to build on to our existing clientele and move forward.
Okay, that's it, that's all I had to ask.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Kunal from Dev Mani Traders Private Limited. Please proceed with your question.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity, sir. First question of ours stands, you have given a breakup of the full year backlog orders, 618 crore, and there it's mentioned 38% comes from machine tools. But when we, I'm talking about the investor presentation, page number 8 and page number 20. And in page number 8, it's mentioned 183 CR in tools. So we wanted to get the number, 38% standard 235 CR and 183 is given of machine tools. So that 51 CR is of Quick Mill, or was it, we needed the definition of that figure.
Which page you said about? Which page? Mm-hmm. 8 and?
Firstly, page number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Machine tools. And? So, business of machine tools is given, and there it is written 183 CR as of June. The backlog orders were standing, and it is given a differentiation of 30%. 34 CR is of tool manufacturing, and trading is 149. But when we come to page number 20, there is a bifurcation given of full backlog orders of 618 crore. And there it's written 38% stands at machine tool standard, 38% of backlog orders. That comes to 235 CR. So 183 minus 35 CR, what is the calculation we wanted to know?
So that is basically the Quick Mill that gets added. Quick Mill is added in the machine tools.
equity added in the machine tool.
Like even the note as well, if you see that the bottom.
There is a note below.
Yeah. Not properly mentioned, that is why I was not clear about it. And second question stands, order backlog of this quarter is around 103 CR of machine tools. Now machine tools, if I'm not wrong, please correct me there. Machine tools come with two segments, one your trading and one your manufacturing. We wanted to know the differentiation of both of 103 CR.
103 out of that, it's on 55 is a quick meal actually.
Achha, 103 is a 50 quick meal.
Yeah. And rest is a combination of trading as well as manufacturing.
Okay, okay. Is there a figure that approximation percentage of what is trading and what is manufacturing?
I think it's always, if you see the machine code, they always stated what is the backlog. I think we mentioned there somewhere at 34 crores.
Yeah, 34 crores, the same page, 8 number page.
Yeah, it is, the split is there, which can easily work out that 103 minus 55, which is equipment, the rest is 34 coming on the machine tool and the balance is our trading part.
Okay. Because that was 180, that was coming from 180 CR, like that was a full year ka figure, not a quarterly figure.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, okay. First, last question, in the environmental engineering part, regarding the recent order that we have got from SAIL, so where do we place that order in environmental engineering? Is it ZLD plus the water fluid sector, because Bensol is doing two sectors if I'm not wrong. One is the part of ZLD and one is water cleaning if I'm not wrong. So where does the SAIL order stands?
No. Let me understand. This is a purely air pollution systems division. There is nothing to do with water here. Water is a separate subsidiary called Bioconserve Renewable Energy Private Limited. It's a totally different subsidiary which operates in the JLD and effluent treatment for the textile business. It's purely into the JLD and water treatment. Air pollution system division of emerging division plays only in the space of air pollution. And this order that we have got is for treating of the fumes that are generated in the manufacturing of solar cell manufacturing process. So it's a purely air pollution system division.
Okay, okay. So the subsector comes into environmental engineering or it will come into air engineering part?
No, it is into environmental engineering.
Okay, okay. And so which sectors other than textile are we targeting into ZLD? Because we already have some good number of players, if we name, Vatek, Vabak, Ion Exchange. So what are we targeting there? How, which businesses and which sectors are we targeting? Because if we speak about emissions, if we speak about water recycling, we have every industry which is polluting and we have ample of players who are already doing it. How we are going forward with that?
Okay, so to answer that question, see, this is a very 1-year-old company and we are now going to establish our business in the business we are already operating, and that is textile. Because textile industry is one of the most polluting industries. And having said that, this technology that we have is primarily, you know, designed for taking care of the zero liquid discharge that are required for the textile business, but it can be applied for other industries, because today, if you remember, see, water is becoming scarce. So there is a requirement of the industry to recycle almost 95-96% of the water back. So that's why this JLD business is going to be a big business. What we are going to do is that first establish our name in few industry, big textile markets, textile conglomerates. Show a strength in doing it neatly, and then after a year or so, we'll look at other opportunities like pharma, food, pharma, all those other sectors. After once we establish ourselves in this existing market of textiles, which we are into.
Okay, okay. So last question.
Sorry to interrupt, Kunal sir. May we request that you return to the question to follow up?
Okay, sure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Prashant Kumar Uttamlal, an individual investor. Please proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So when same again on the trading income. So on machine tools, right? As per your presentation, it's like on 18 page number 18. It says 52% of our revenue comes from machine tools, right? So it's 125 into 52. It comes to around 65 crores, right? And when we take out this quick mill revenue, it's 45 crores, right? So and 22 crores of our own manufacturing, then it comes to the negative minus 2. That's the revenue from trading.
Sorry,
what is that?
As per your presentation, right, machine tool income is 52% of our overall income, turnover in quarter one, right? So it comes out around 65 crores, right? So out of 65 crores, if I'm taking out this piecemeal turnover, it's 45 crores, so it comes to 20 crores. And you know, in presentations, like in machine tools, it says 22 crores in turnover from our own machine tool manufacturing. So it comes to minus 2 top line from the trading income, trading business, right? So that is not matching, I don't know.
I think there's some confusion because MTU standalone business, there's a turnover of 21 crores.
21 crores, right.
Okay, which is written
on slide number 8, on revenue, yeah. Right, machine tool manufacturing, it says 22 yeah. crores revenue, right?
Correct.
Our piecemeal revenue is 45 crores, right? So it total is 67 crores, right? Then, when we go to slide number 18, it says 52% of our revenue comes from machine tools. Right, so this figure comes to 65 crores.
It's a matter of rounding off because when we do the consolidation in the investor position, that the decimal is being rounded off. So it's not that we are having some kind of negative revenue in any of the segments. That's not the case. If you do 52%. Of you are saying 125 becomes 67, whereas we add up with 65. It's a matter of rounding off, nothing more than that.
So right, even if I'm taking 51%, right, still it is.
We are checking 125 is our revenue from operations at the consolidated level.
Right, and 52% out of that is machine tools, right?
Yeah. So it's 65.
Right. Take out this 45 of piecemeal.
So that comes 20.
And we on the same presentation on page number 8, you said that 22 crores of income came from old manufacturing machines revenue.
See, Prashant, as I said, I know it is coming 20. If you add up all the things, comes a delta of 2 crores which you are looking for. There's no, I'm assuring you, there's no negative revenue in any of the business segments, no revenue reversal. It's in the investor presentation, it's just a matter of rounding off. That's it. There's no negative revenue. I just want to clarify this.
All right. No problem. And so, okay, no problem. So next time, just make sure the trading income, if you can, if you don't mind, you can write it down with this presentation, the trading
no,
and, after sales service
noted.
Income.
No, point noted. We'll take it next time.
Okay, yeah, please. Thank you. And other question is like, currently we got a good order in EEG division, right? So what kind of leverage we will get from this kind of order, like, because it's a good order and we should have, we can make good pipeline from from here on, right? On this, in the same division, right? So what is your thought for next 3 years on the same division?
So just to answer your question, Prashant, solar manufacturing space is going to grow. So there is a thrust from the government to go on a renewable energy in a very big way. So this order is one leverage, one order that will get us visibility in terms of other big. If you look at any big industry, they are trying to put up a solar cell manufacturing plant as a, you know, the SOPs and the, you know, PLI given in that sector. So we expect with this order, we are opening up another big opportunity for going into this line of business.
Right. So is there any pipeline, like currently bid pipeline we have?
Yes. There are a couple of big inquiries in pipeline, which may fructify in next 2-3 quarters, 100%.
All right. No problem. Thank you very much, and all the best. Just work on this operating profit, because unless and until we will not get operating profit margin better, we will not get good valuation for sure. That is for sure.
That's right. I agree. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Vara, an individual investor. Please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my question is regarding this Penta automation. Which area of the industry is catering? Are they manufacturing the robots or only some spare parts for the robots, sir?
No, they are into fully automation. If you have seen the lineage that they are into bearings, they are into medical equipment. They put not only the robots, but they also put a complete automation line. They have customers under them like Gabriel, Schaeffler. So they are just not a robotic company. It's a fully integrated automation line that they cater to.
Yeah, thank you, sir. My another question, in earlier phone calls I came to know, you had some land bank somewhere and you are going to develop or dispose. Any further information can you throw, sir?
Yes, we continue to look for a buyer for this, and there is one set of team who is working on this, and we are hopeful that if something very attractive comes across, we'll go ahead and do the deal.
Sorry, sir, I'm asking location and extent of land, can you disclose, or
is there your own factory? It's a part of our factory in Surat.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah. So once again, all the participants who had an interactive question answers with us, I am behalf of the Batliver management. Thank you all. And whatever suggestions that you have given will be taken in the right direction. And I hope that the next investors call will be more productive. And I hope that we meet again. And sure, we are looking at all the possibilities of improving our businesses, as I have rightly said. Anyway, thank you once again to all of you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Go India Advisors LLP, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.